A large part of the state continues to be on flood watch, with some local roads still underwater this morning. And there's more rain on the way, with the Sunshine Coast expected to receive up to another 50 millimetres today and 80 tomorrow. James Haig from the Queensland Fire and Emergency Service has told Seven it's been a busy night for rescue crews, including one at Imbul, where a woman's car was submerged in floodwater.
We had 5 water-related rescue call-outs. Thankfully, in all those occasions, by the time we got there and reached the scene, people had already made themselves safe, which is really good news. That's the outcome we would love to see on all occasions. We also had over 100 call-outs to the SES for assistance.
While Sunshine Coast Mayor Mark Jamieson is pleading with us to put our personal safety first.
People shouldn't be on the roads unless they absolutely have to be, and they definitely should not be crossing any flooded waterways under any circumstances. Their lives are far more important.
And Sunshine Coast beaches are expected to be closed again today due to dangerous surf. Amusement ride operators will stop rides at shows across Queensland this weekend, one of them, the Gympie Show, to show patrons what they'll be missing if they're forced out of business because of huge insurance hikes. The Australian Amusement, Leisure and Recreation Association President Shane McGrath says fees have escalated some 300% over the last 12 months.
We want to put some pressure back on the government to fulfil their commitment to support our industry. You know, as an industry, we support and underpin Australia's visitor economy. You know, we employ tens of thousands of people. We entertain millions. We mean so much to so many.
The Mulaney Show will be held later this month, followed by the Sunshine Coast Show from June 10. And a Sunshine Coast police officer has been recognised for his heroic actions to help save a swimmer in distress at Mooloolaba back in 2017. Senior Constable Benjamin Brewster, along with the second officer, battled dangerous conditions during the midnight rescue. He was awarded a commendation for brave conduct by Governor-General Jeanette Young in Brisbane.